This past week, two operators of a Sussex County rescue group for animals wound up facing charges of animal cruelty. After nearly 100 maltreated dogs, several of them dead, were found on their property. Organization, well, it was hopefully, I hope it's still not around, Angels for Animals Network, based in Vernon Township. Gisela Jurek, Ronald Colgan were the operators. They were each charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty after a raid on their Vernon site. This was this past Tuesday. That raid involved the ASPCA, Sussex County Prosecutor's Office, and Vernon Police. Seized more than 90 dogs, various breeds, sizes, ages, found living in their own urine, feces, exposed to high levels of ammonia. Many of the animals had dirty, severely matted coats, one with metal nails matted into their fur. Some of the dogs underweight, untreated eye infections, injuries, other medical conditions. Several were living in cars. Others were found deceased on the property. Dogs were transported to the ASPCA's Cruelty Recovery Center. That's a place that provides, albeit temporary, but still shelter, medical care, behavioral treatment for animals rescued from cases like this of cruelty and neglect. Because the unfortunate truth is, some of those animals are going to be on the violent side, just out of self-preservation nature that animals have. Their mistrust of humans among some of those almost 100 animals will certainly be increased. Get this, though. The Angels for Animals Facebook page had a GoFundMe link. This was back in January. They were looking for donations to bring 4 stray dogs from Egypt to their base of operation. And they had a goal of $4,000. They actually raised $1,780. And another post shows those dogs arrived last week. Would have been better if they stayed in Egypt, obviously. Back not even that long ago, February 2nd, one of the two owners, Gisela Jurek, was charged with animal cruelty after another dog died in her care. So hopefully these dogs will survive as best a way as possible and learn that they can be loved and find loving homes. And it's nice, too, that it's not just the ASPCA that responds to cases like this. As I mentioned, we have the Sussex County Prosecutor's Office and the local police department tag-teaming on this to make a horrible wrong, hopefully what will become right for those tortured and abused animals.